PJM PC/Teak Briefs, January 6, 2026. Written by Devin Leith Yeshin and read by an automated voice. Planning Committee. Stakeholders endorse expanded dual fuel manual definition. The Planning Committee endorsed by acclamation manual revisions to reflect FERC's granting of a PJM proposal to expand the definition of dual fuel gas generation to include configurations where fuel is stored off-site but can be directly supplied by a dedicated pipeline. The revisions to Manual 21B, PJM Rules and Procedures for Determination of Generating Capability require that dual-fuel resources with off-site storage be similarly situated and comparable to the existing classes of dual-fuel gas-fired resources. Transmission Expansion Advisory Committee. Supplemental Projects. Dominion presented a need to replace 229 structures on four lines due to deterioration of bracing, crossarms, and insulators. About 30.2 miles of steel towers and H-frames were installed in 1979 and serve 54 megawatts of load and 50 megawatts of solar capacity. The towers are along the Lenexa Harmony Village 230 kilovolt line and the Lenexa Golders Creek, Golders Creek Owl Trap and Owl Trap Harmony Village 115 kilovolts lines. The utility presented a $35 million project to serve a 100 megawatts industrial load in Goochland County by constructing a 230 kilovolt substation named West Creek along the Rockville Short Pump 230 kilovolt line. The double circuit line would be expanded by 6.5 miles to the new substation. The project is in the planning phase with a projected in-service date of July 26, 2028. Dominion presented a $32 million project to serve a 300 megawatts data center in Culpeper County by constructing a 230 kilovolt substation named Shaw along the Kaiser Remington line. The project is in the planning phase with a projected in-service date of May 1, 2028. Dominion presented a $21 million project to serve a 176 megawatts data center in Louisa County with a new 230 kilovolt substation, named Francis, adjacent to the Southall substation and connected by a new double circuit 230 kilovolt line. The project is in the planning phase with a projected in-service date of August 1, 2027. A $12 million Dominion project would resolve a 300 megawatts load drop violation associated with the construction of the Francis substation by rebuilding 1.1 miles of the Southall North Anna 230 kilovolt line, which would pass through Francis, and expand North Anna with new 230 kilovolt breakers at the line's termination. The only alternative considered was a new 230 kilovolt source from the Gordonsville substation 30 miles away. The project is in the planning phase with a projected in-service date of December 30, 2028. A $21 million project from Dominion would serve a 292 megawatts data center in Louisa County with a 230 kilovolt new substation, named Wesby Drive, adjacent to the Foxbrook Lane substation. It is in the planning phase with a March 1, 2029, in-service date. First, Energy presented a need in the JCPL zone to address the possibility of the Manchester substation being forced offline if the Cookstown-Larrabee-Whiting's 230 kilovolts line is interrupted or there is a fault on a remote end breaker. The substation serves about 7,000 customers with 23 megawatts.